But I was in close contact with Alfred Mirsky. I had picked his name out of the literature. Ensign and Mirsky were the principal workers on hemoglobin, it seemed to me, denaturation. And when I was at the Rockefeller Institute, I talked with Mirsky. I said, I'm going to go and talk with Dr. Flexner. Well, he said, you can't do that. Nobody can talk with that. You have to arrange an appointment. I just went up to his office and told the secretary I wanted to see him. And told him that I'd like to have Mirsky come to Pasadena for a year or two. And he said, okay. Yes, that they would pay his salary and send him out. And even after he came back to New York, I continued to be in close contact with Alfred.